Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
As I mentioned, a gigantic sports day today. The Wild Hockey Day tonight at home at the Xcel Energy Center. We'll get into that real quickly. The Timberwolves, they got a win over Denver at Target Center. Gopher men beat number 15 Oregon at the Barn today, 77-69. All of a sudden, the Golden Gopher men are on a major roll, and we'll have more on that before we say goodbye. Here on News Talk 830-WCCO. Yes, it is Hockey Day in Minnesota. It'll be the Wild and the Flames in St. Paul coming up very shortly. Jez Meyer is there to cover it for the Pioneer Press. Jez, good to visit with you.
Hey, happy Hockey Day, Steve. If you're one of those who celebrates, and if you live in this state, how can you not, right?
Yeah, for sure. There's been a ton of action out at Jack P. They were at Valley Fair, all set up. We definitely go indoors for the Wild game tonight against the Calgary Flames. And the Wild, after a great win in Colorado over the Avalanche on Monday in the matinee, they laid an egg against Utah on Thursday night. Now an opportunity to bounce back with the Flames tonight.
The bad news is, for some reason, this team has played 500 hockey at home. The good news is, after tonight, they play Calgary. They got their next five on the road, which is where they seem to really thrive as a hockey team. But, yeah, you're absolutely right. That game Thursday night was maybe one of the more lifeless games they've played this year. And the weird part about that is, you know, the big story was they got Kirill Kaprizov back. They got Jared Spurgeon back after those guys had been out due to injury for a long time. You know, you're expecting kind of a boost from that, and it was just one of those kind of flat games. They lose 4-0. So Calgary in town tonight. Now, the Minnesota Wild have a fantastic record on Hockey Day Minnesota, something like 14-3-1, I want to say, in previous hockey days. So maybe that'll give them a little boost, and John Hines talked about that today, that there's maybe almost kind of like a feeling in the air that that Hockey Day is something kind of special, even if it's a pretty traditional, normal home game for them at Xcel Energy Center here.
Now, I'm a little bit surprised they're starting so early tonight on Hockey Day.
When I am the czar of all things hockey, Saturday games, college and pro, will start at 4 o'clock, no later, and 2 o'clock would be better. So I'm absolutely fine with it. You know, get us out of here a little earlier. If you own a bar on West 7th Street, you know, give people a little extra hour afterwards, you know, whatever you need to do. I like the earlier start. And with a guy facing a Saturday night newspaper deadline on the line, yeah, I don't mind that at all.
Well, here's the problem, though. I get done at 6, and then I want to grab a bite to eat. I was hoping to settle in at 7 for the game tonight, or even 8. I know sometimes these Hockey Day games have started as late as 8 o'clock.
That's right, they have. And, you know, I'm not a fan of that one at all. I cover enough games out in Utah and L.A. and Anaheim and wherever else where you're starting at 9, 9:30 p.m., whatever it is. So the earlier the better for me, especially on a Saturday, I say.
All right, Jess, let's get into the injury situation. This has been a reoccurring theme for weeks. Where do we stand right now in the health of this club going into the game with Calgary?
Waiting for Jonas Brodin to come back. You know, he's been out for a couple weeks now after took a lower body injury and a win over St. Louis. We're waiting for Marcus Johansson to come back. He took that elbow to the head from Connor McDavid. He's got an upper body injury, you know, and they don't ever get very specific. But anybody who's got eyes can see that's a concussion because he got elbowed right in the head by, you know, one of the premier skill players in the NHL. Still a very controversial play. And, you know, some of the Wild players have used a little bit harsher language than that for that play. So those are the two big names that we're waiting on. I mentioned Kaprizov and Spurgeon coming back. Being healthy, well, you know, it's almost like whack-a-mole with this team, Steve, because we dealt with all the injuries. Now they're getting a little healthier. Now you've got some concerns about goaltending because Philippe Gustafson just has not played up to his standards or up to what they expect from him in the last couple games. And John Hines has addressed that a little bit. You know, he's not putting any of the struggles squarely on the shoulders of his goaltender, saying we got to play better in front of him, we got to cover up in front of the net some more. But it's worth noting that Marc-Andre Fleury is going to get the start third time in the last four games tonight, the old wily 40-year-old veteran with three Stanley Cups to his credit. And, man, are they lucky to have him as an asset and as a backup and as a first option in times like this where goaltending has got maybe some question marks surrounding it.
Yeah, Jess, it's way too early to panic about Gus and where he stands right now. But it was a strong suit early in the year, and we all know at any level, without solid goaltending, you don't have a chance.
I've used this line before, but it's one of my favorites in all of hockey, where they say goaltending is 90% of the equation unless you don't have it, and then goaltending becomes 100% of the equation. Because you're absolutely right. If you don't have confidence in your goaltender, that really gets into the head of the entire team. It affects what you can do defensively. It affects the kind of rushes that your forwards might make sometimes. And you know, when you talk to Wild players and you talk to the coach and people about this, they say this is just kind of typical of the ups and downs and the ebbs and flows of an 82-game season. Stretches where things don't seem like they normally are. You're going to have stretches where guys maybe play better than you expect them to as well. And we've seen a lot of that this year. So the fact that the Wild have such a good record on the road and have built up this kind of cushion of points, I checked the numbers today. They're still at like a 95% chance of making the playoffs. So they're still in very good shape. It's certainly not any time to panic, especially in the middle of January.
And as you pointed out, they go on the road. They have a back-to-back. They'll be in Chicago with the Blackhawks tomorrow night, 6 o'clock start. And then two original six clubs back-to-back during the week, Wednesday in Toronto, Thursday in Montreal. And that's always a big deal. I don't think anybody understands how big a deal the NHL is in Toronto or Montreal.
I'm telling you, I'm making my first ever trip to see games in those two buildings. I'll be covering the Wild on the road for the Pioneer Press this week, going to Toronto on Wednesday and then Montreal, you know, another back-to-back, of course, on Thursday. And, man, that's kind of pure hockey. You know, Toronto is Canada's version of New York City. There's a ton of media exposure on the Maple Leafs, ton of pressure on that team all the time. And then, you know, the Canadiens, kind of the original with 24 Stanley Cups, and, you know, everybody there speaks French and just kind of a whole different world. So, that should be a fun stretch here. But, yeah, you're right. Chicago tomorrow, Toronto Wednesday, Montreal Thursday, then they go to Ottawa, then they go to Boston before they have two more home games prior to the Four Nations break. So this is kind of an important stretch right now for this team that really needs to maybe get its confidence and get its swagger back a little bit.
All right, Jess, one more. Golden Gopher hockey, a shocking loss to Michigan State, giving up 9 goals.
A Hockey Day Minnesota last night, they had an alumni game. It was Gophers alumni versus alumni of, you know, St. Cloud, Mankato, Duluth, North Dakota, some other colleges. And it kind of a fun thing. The three Broughton brothers, Paul, Aaron, and Neil, came out, and they were the honorary coaches for the Gopher team at this alumni game. Nice picture of the three of them standing together all in their Gopher gear. And I put this on Twitter last night. I said that was easily the best thing that happened to Gopher hockey last night, and it wasn't even close. Yeah, what a rough way to end that one. You know, good game through about half of it. It was 2-2. The Gophers were kind of hanging tough with a very good Michigan State team, and things just went off the rails from there. They wind up giving up 9 goals. Very uncharacteristic for a team that's very deep on defense and has had pretty good goaltending all season. So important to see if the Gophers can bounce back tonight against a Michigan State team that, if Michigan State wins tonight, they're going to run away and hide with the Big Ten title, which, it's weird to think about that basically being over by the end of January, but that could happen if things go badly tonight.
Well, and Jets, the goal now is just get the split, get out of town, and come home, take on the Badgers.
Absolutely. You know, you've got that one looming, too. You know, and it's a weird situation in the Big Ten because if you win the regular season title, you get that bye week, the first week of the playoffs. Bob Motzko said today he hates the bye week. He hates, you know, winning a title and then having to sit around for a week and waiting to see who you play in a one-game playoff. So he said, I'd love to win the league title, but I don't want to deal with the bye week again. So he may get his wish on the second one if things go badly in East Lansing tonight.
Jeff, it's always good to visit with you. Thanks.
Good to talk to you, Steve. Happy Hockey Day.
There he is, Jess Myers of the Pioneer Press, joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. By the way, the Golden Gopher women, they swept Bemidji State. They beat the Beavers at Ritter 4-1 on Friday. And then today in Shakopee, they played an early game at Hockey Day Minnesota and won 3-1. Quick break. We'll come back. We'll have an update on the weather. We'll talk a big Timberwolves win. They blew out Denver today, and the Golden Gopher men are on fire. They beat number 15 Oregon at the Barn today. We'll have all of that in a moment.